On today's show, slumping sedan sales force GM to scale back production. BMW creates a connected motorcycle concept, and Toyota says it's ready to test fuel cell-powered semi-trucks. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Due to some slow-selling models, inventory at General Motors is starting to pile up. According to Ward's Auto Data, the company had 87 days supply at the end of August. That dropped to 76 in September, but it was still larger than the industry average of 64 days. Because of this, last month the company announced it's scaling back SUV production at its Spring Hill, Tennessee plant. And now it's reducing production at its Detroit Hamtramck plant. That facility builds the Buick LaCrosse, Cadillac CT6, Chevy Volt, and the Impala. The Detroit News reports that it will start cutting production next week, and a month later, the plant will be idled for at least the rest of the year. And in other GM production news, the company is in a standoff with its Canadian union, Unifor. Last month, workers at its Cami plant that builds the Chevy Equinox went on strike after failing to come to an agreement on a new contract. The union wants to avoid job cuts and to make the facility the lead producer of the Equinox, which is also built at two plants in Mexico. And now the company is threatening to look for alternative sites to build the SUV. GM recently spent $800 million to retool the Cami plant to build the new Equinox, but the fact that GM can make these vehicles in Mexico gives it a lot of bargaining strength. For the fourth straight month, big truck sales increased in the U.S. According to Ward's Auto, they were up 7% in September. Class 4 to 7 boosted sales nearly 2%, but the gain came mainly from the heavy-duty Class 8 trucks, which were up 13.5%. But due to poor sales earlier in the year, medium and heavy-duty sales are down 1.7% through September. But if sales continued to grow, they could end up being similar to or slightly above last year's total. Still to come, a look at BMW's connected motorcycle prototype.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Last year, BMW, Honda, and Yamaha formed the Connected Motorcycle Consortium with the aim of making intelligent systems for motorcycles with as many cross-manufacturer standards as possible. Now BMW is showing off the R1200 RS Connected Ride prototype, which looks into the future of motorcycle safety systems. Up till now, vehicle-to-vehicle communication, or V2V, has not taken motorcycle-specific safety aspects into consideration. But the prototype uses a V2V system that can warn the rider and a driver who may be about to do something stupid, like disregard the right-of-way to a motorcycle. It also features a crossing and left-turn assistant, as well as other systems designed to prevent accidents between motorcycles and cars. BMW is showing the prototype at the Connected Motorcycle Consortium Conference in Munich, Germany, while Honda and Yamaha are showing off a couple of bikes that share a common architecture. Earlier this year, Toyota announced plans to test a fuel cell semi-truck in California, and now the automaker is ready to kick off that research. Starting on October 23rd, the truck will start performing drayage routes at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. It will travel an estimated 200 miles a day, and as the study goes on, longer routes will be added. The truck is powered by two fuel cell stacks from the Toyota Mirai and a 12 kilowatt hour battery, which kicks out a total of 670 horsepower and over 1,300 pound-feet of torque. Its gross combined weight is 80,000 pounds. But if you'd like to learn more about Toyota's hydrogen-powered semi-truck, check out our Autoline After Hours from earlier this year when the head of that project, Sheldon Brown, talked about it. We'll put a link into the transcript or the description box below. Coming up next, a look at why there's been a flurry of activity in the automotive interiors business.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Wow, has there been a lot of shuffling going on in the automotive interiors business. Johnson Controls sold off its interiors to the Chinese company Yangfeng. JCI seating operations became Adient. Magna sold off its interiors to Grupo Antolin but kept its seating business. And then Lear bought Grupo Antolin's seating business. On AutoLine this week, we're joined by the president and CEO of Lear, Matt Simoncini, and he shared why we're seeing all this action.
Ultimately, I think there needs to be continued consolidation to make the industry more efficient. Everybody's looking to kind of combine in a way that will provide the most efficient delivery of components to our customers. For us, we believe we're in the right two product lines, and we want to grow those product lines. Interiors has been a struggle, I think, for everyone, and it's not unreasonable to see them divest of businesses that they haven't been able to perform in order to unlock the inherent value. For us, like the Grupo Antolin acquisition was a beautiful tuck-in in that not only did we get sales, we received some great technology in their seat business, and we can leverage our infrastructure and deliver it more efficient to our customers. So that acquisition made total sense for us. As far as the others, I do think sometimes the industry gets carried away with financial engineering, and ultimately it makes it more risky for our customers. I believe the best way to run your business is to do what you're good at, consolidate what you're good at, and then deliver the product in the most efficient manner.
For a deeper dive into Lear and its operations, you can watch that entire episode right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.